out there. Hope you're breathing and moving. We are the Trophy Husbands. I am Marcus.
I'm Luke.
I'm Steve.
Okay, I'm Nick, and this is episode 6.
Today, we've got a very special guest.
Sir Sleeveless. Sir Sleeveless himself. Yeah, dude, this isn't career day where you have to talk in front of people you don't like.
We don't know that. He might not really like us. He's like, God, why did I agree to do this?
I'm just doing this for my career.
That's true. I signed on like a 3-episode deal with these guys. Like,
well, let's be honest. Horrible. What it was is that last night, he approached me. It was asked when he could be on, but he approached me while we're in the bar drinking.
I didn't approach you, I begged.
Approach
me.
Please. Please, sir, can I be part of your talking show?
Well, we took him out back, gave him an audition, and said, all right, I guess you can.
My audition was supremely...
In a van?
No, my audition was just... No, my audition was just yelling at random cars. And they're like, you have a voice for radio. And a face for radio, too. So
are you going to be the Simpsons clip out? Are you going to be that old man that yells at the cloud?
No, I'm like that Simpsons clip where they go to the college and sit and like Homer just throws down the window and just goes, nerd! Nerd!
Alright, well, let's roll along and see where we normally go. How's everyone's last Saturday when we left last Saturday. Our beautiful crowd?
Let's see, what did we do last Saturday?
I don't know.
It's all running together.
I know.
We have graduation coming up. I'm like,
what did we do last Saturday? Well, we went out last Saturday. Last Saturday was our.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think anything extraordinary really happened.
I think it was like a few people were hanging out at my house, and then I felt like shit. I was like, you guys, I'm going to bed.
Right. Oh, yeah. And then Dante and Rachel had pizza.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then they
right.
pulled it out at like 3 in the morning, and the one pizza looked really weird and decrepit because all the cheese like, had slid, and you don't have a microwave because you're a
invalid.
Fucking plebeian.
And roommates, she left with the microwave. Just this point in time, but like,
you can get a microwave on eBay for like $15.
Well, you can get one on Craigslist for like $5.
Yeah.
I don't trust a Craigslist microwave.
It might have been part of a meth lab, but it's still a microwave. Yeah, dude, you could, like...
That toaster oven works just fine.
Okay? No.
And that's a better way to heat up pizza anyway.
It's true, you want it to be crunchy.
Alright, see, yeah. You want to microwave your pizza? Do you know nothing about reheating pizza?
Dude, at 3 a.m., I don't give a shit.
Eat it cold. Cold pizza's better anyway.
I did eat it cold, and
you know what I do? I just take a lighter and I just like go
over. Just hold it over. And, like, it's gonna get there eventually.
Yeah.
Richie dunks his pizza in vodka and just lights it on fire and it just burns in the sink.
I'm just saying, it's a good idea.
It's not a bad idea.
I mean, I've heard better, but.
Not I mean, once you get the fire extinguisher involved, it gets that extra topping on there.
Yeah, like drunk pizza. Like pizza will make you drunk. Why not? Like,
what more could you want? Pizza that gets you drunk. It's guys. I think we just made our $1 million idea right there.
They have.
Too bad we don't have any ambition to do it.
That's true.
There's whipped cream that's alcohol infused now.
Is it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't had it, but. I mean, you might have to find out, A, where they sell it, and B, get it for next weekend.
I need overnight delivery.
Yeah.
Stat.
But, so there was the pizza, and then, well, before we even went out, it was funny because Eric and I went to this one girl's place. We were hanging out, and they taught us how to play golf, which is like a card game. And they played it as a drinking game, but then I taught my family how to play golf. On Sunday, but didn't tell them it was a drinking game. We just played golf at a family function.
All right,
nice.
Solid. It was fun. It was just like, yeah, let's fucking play some golf.
See, that's like a game where it can translate to actually having fun, whereas like things like Welcome to Hell. How do you play that?
I feel like
drinking?
Every time that I go to play Welcome to Hell, I forget why it's called Welcome to Hell, and then I quickly remember why it's called Welcome to Hell.
So, this might be hard to explain over the radio, but basically, Welcome to Hell... How it's played is you have 3 rows and 3 columns of cards all face up, and you go in a circle, you ask a person higher than lower, they'll say higher or lower than whatever card you choose in the middle. And if they're right, they have to get 3 in a row before it goes to the next person. If they're wrong, they have to drink for the amount of however many seconds of the cards in the pile. So as the game goes on, you've got like 30 cards in one pile, and you get it wrong, And when people count the seconds for you, you go in order in the circle. So I could be like one, the next person says two, three, and then you could pause for like 10 seconds before you say five and go on. So yeah, it's Welcome to Hell for a reason.
And it really becomes Welcome to Hell if you've got dicks for friends, so...
Oh, and that's us.
Also, if you didn't really get that, you could always go to YouTube. I'm sure they have, like, a tutorial video on it.
Yes.
If not, probably, like, an awesome underrated heavy metal, like, band song.
Probably.
That's, like, the...
Welcome to they just do remixes of popular songs. Like, could you imagine a metal version of... The Sesame Street song.
Oh, jeez. Who was it saying that they...
Yeah, it was Richard.
Well, like, I was having a wonderful conversation with my friend, well, maybe ex-friend, because of this wonderful topic he brought up. He's like, you know what? They never do tell you how to get the Sesame Street in the theme song. And that upsets me. I'm like, yeah, screw all the politics in the world, world hunger.
Let's focus on the real issues here.
This is a serious issue. And he's like, what? He's like, why don't you take any of my questions seriously? I'm just like, I'm sorry, I didn't know Sesame Street was such a serious subject.
Really? Am I supposed to be taking this seriously?
Sesame Street is very serious.
Apparently there was a lost episode where Ernie actually dies.
What?
There's a lost episode out there of Sesame Street that they didn't air because there were a lot of protests.
Because they killed off Ernie?
Yeah, it was either going to be in a car accident or from, like, a disease.
That's dark.
It is.
Ernie dies of cancer.
Ernie dies of AIDS.
Yeah. I remember.
Today we're going to learn how to spell AIDS.
Oh. Why Ernie is
dead.
There was
one character that actually did die in real life, and that's kind of how they introduced the concept of death and mourning and, like, grieving to kids. Yeah.
Okay. That's but creative.
That's very creative, as opposed to, like, well, Ernie...
Here's a puppet. Let's kill it.
Ernie decided to live out an Evel Knievel fantasy and try and jump 12 buses in a car.
Like, Jesus.
I just want, like, someone just to cut in there after, like, Ernie, like, fails jumping 12 buses. That's one... Two.
Can they just kill off a lesser Muppet? Can they kill off Telly? Can Telly go?
Is that the
blue one?
Yeah, is that the furry blue one?
Yeah, he talks about triangles and he's always like...
Oh, yeah. They all talk about triangles, I'll have you know.
No, but Telly's favorite is fucking triangles.
I'm sorry that I didn't brush up on my Sesame Street knowledge.
Look, if you're gonna talk about Sesame Street, you gotta come with the fucking facts, man.
You should have walked in here as an encyclopedia of Sesame Street, Richard.
You got smartphones. Pull out your Sesame Street Rolodex right now.
Sorry, let me look up all the episodes of Elmo's World right now.
Oh, God.
There's not enough LSD in the world.
I feel like he's the only guest in... Like, there's no other Muppets in Elmo's World. Like, it's only him, so he's
just
like,
Elmo.
It's just Elmo.
I mean, I guess that's why it is Elmo's World.
Have you ever seen the YouTube video Elmo's World behind the scenes?
No.
It is glorious.
I'll have to look it up.
I guarantee, like, if anyone out there cares, just look at Elmo's World behind the scenes. It's dark.
Well, of course.
Oh, yes, right.
Yeah.
The little girl.
Yeah.
Do you step on Emma's line?
I can just put in my head like, oh, I see where this is going.
Dorothy had a really bad smack habit.
Though, I have to say, Elmo is the only person who could only talk in the third person, other than The Rock.
No, Super Grover and or Grover totally could, and he pulls it off miraculously. Grover for president 2020.
He's gonna run up against Kanye. It's gonna be like the greatest thing of all time.
If Kanye and Grover made it to the point where they have to sit down and debate, not only am I moving, but I'm taping every debate.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's gonna be amazing.
Actually, though, speaking of presidential ways of going, yes. I actually had a slight brush in with a presidential candidate.
Is this true?
Yesterday, I'm getting ready to leave the house. I was going to go pick up Alex. We're going to go grab some dinner. And my dad shoots me a text, and he goes, hey, Bernie Sanders is having dinner in the White Rose. And I live in downtown York here. I'm all 30 seconds away from
not
the White Rose.
Not even a block.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait, right now? And he goes, I don't know. I just got the notification. And I'm like, Well, guess who's gonna find out?
Does your dad have like the Bernie Sanders notification?
No. He has the
find your Bernie.
Feel the burn. Find the burn.
And like the notification message is just burn, baby, burn. And then it's just like, oh.
When he's within 5 miles of you, it's just like, it's louder, louder.
Where in the world is Bernie Sanders?
Hey.
No, he has like the York Daily Record app that gives him notifications. And so I go over there, and sure enough, there's like this big old crowd outside. I'm just like, oh, cool. And I go up to one person, and goes, Bernie's still in there. They go, yeah, you could see. I should have just realized, because there are a whole bunch of police cars and Secret Service all over the place. And I'm like, okay, cool. How long has he been in there? They go, an hour. And I knew that he had to be up at Millersville at 7:30 for a speech. So I'm like, it's 6:30. It takes a little bit of time to get to Millersville. He's got to be coming out here soon. So I text my girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, I'll pick you up in a little bit. And I
got to drive Bernie Sanders to Millersville right now.
Who ditches their girlfriend for a 74-year-old man?
This guy!
This sounds like a really weird porno.
It sounds like a really weird like sitcom episode. Like, I could just imagine like the cheesies, like 80s, like open and stuff like that.
Downtown Nick, a man in the city.
No, it's like those episodes where they have a political figure come in for that episode. They're like, we're just gonna push our agenda.
Yeah.
Yes, it would have been Bernie Sanders talking about the poor of York City.
Also, if you wanted to go to a fine restaurant in New York, White Rose is the place to go.
Well, yeah. Anyway, the thing is, though, like, it hadn't been announced or anything that he was gonna be in New York. He was just kind of stopping in, have dinner, and leaving. And so I'm like, okay, I'm waiting for this. And I stay out there, and I'm talking with people, and all of a sudden we see Secret Service, like, mobilize. They start moving. We're like, oh, snaps. It's happening. Everyone pulls out their phone, of course. And
one person brings out a gun.
Oh, wow!
It is yours.
That's true.
You're living in a dangerous place.
Oh, that would have been kind of amazing. Secret Service would have just... Oh, that would have been kind of awesome. But,
We have no plans to harm the presidential candidate. Just...
It's
gotta
just
clear that.
It's just some parts of this fucking town are batshit crazy.
Yes.
Anyway, so he finally comes out, and everyone gets up the chant, Bernie, and he's walking through. I don't know why. I guess it was so he could get and see some people, but like, he had his car of the whole line of cars up in the very front, like ready to pull out of the White Rose parking lot, and Bernie had to walk from the exit over instead of just having the car right there, but everyone just kind of swarms him, and Secret Service is like, oh god! And people are getting selfies. I got to shake the man's hand, which I thought was pretty cool. I think one of the funniest things is a girl that I'd been talking to.
And you never washed your hand again.
Never did.
It's been a whole day, so it's not that bad.
I'm planning on encasing it in like a glass box.
Feel the burn.
I feel the burn, exactly.
It's going to be hard to beat it, by the way.
You a lefty.
Hey, man.
I'm ambidextrous. It works.
Switch it up. Play the rodeo card.
You don't want to be like, you know, giant arm here and then twig over here.
You gotta even it out.
So
equal reps.
I get that. And there's a girl who I'd been standing next to talking to, and she actually got in and got like a full-on selfie. I got one of those like
a full-on selfie.
Yes.
You know, if it's more than one person, it's actually called
ussies. Ussies.
It's called an ussie.
I had no idea.
That's awful.
Yeah. Learn something new every day.
Well,
All right.
I stole it from Comedy Central, so.
Well, if it was on Comedy Central, then it must be real.
It was on a Comedy Central web show, so you know.
Then you know it's really legit.
You know it's like a series that won't get picked up, but it gives people hope that it might get picked up.
Half-Life 3.
Oh. Anyway. So she gets an ussie with Bernie Sanders.
Doesn't it sound like more fun now that you say it?
It kind of does. It kind of. I like it.
No, ussie sounds perverted.
Like you're a hussy or something.
No, it's just like,
well,
hey,
you guys are just going to that dark place in your mind. I'm just having.
He's just meaning happy and fun.
Yeah, man.
But she goes to take the selfie. She hasn't actually gotten it yet, and she's messing with her phone. And she goes, ah, dang, I can never get this shit to work. And Bernie goes, get this shit to work. Is that a technical term? And I just
busted. Bernie.
I was just like, that was kind of amazing just to hear him say it. I think one of the funniest aspects of it, though, is he keeps on moving through the crowd. He's just like, oh, yeah, like taking pictures, shaking hands and everything. And Secret Service is like, sir, we have to go. Please move. And he's just like, I'll be there in a minute. Ah! Like, it was really funny. It's like, because what should have been, maybe even with the crowd, like a 5-minute walkover was probably closer to like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, because Bernie just kept on going out on a whip. Like, I would see, like, Secret Service kind of, like, pull him back in.
He's just like, I know what I'm doing. Get the hell off of me.
Pretty much. So they finally all leave.
I'm getting votes.
Well, yeah, exactly. He finally did leave with everyone cheering, Bernie, Bernie. And I'm like, all right, cool. Now I'll go pick up Alex. And as I'm walking over to my car, I kind of laughed at myself because I'm like, man, I didn't realize, but I got a little bit of an adrenaline rush. I'm like, who in the world gets an adrenaline rush from seeing a 74-year-old man? Apparently this guy.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, jeez. But it was cool. It was exciting.
Nice. It's how good. Nick met Bernie Sanders.
Exactly. But,
I bet when Bernie, like, writes his post, dude. Like... U.S. biography. Like,
you have to add that into Weekend Alcoholics. Like,
meeting Bernie Sanders?
Yeah. Happened at 2 a.m. outside the White Rose. Like, it's fine. It'll work. Just try it.
He just dedicates you in his autobiography. It would be great.
Exactly.
No words, just emotions. Just trust me. Just trust me on this.
It'll work. I have a strong feeling he'll be listening to this podcast.
Right, I think now. So. I think so.
Totally. I mean, this is the second time he's appeared in the podcast.
It's true. He was yes. there for the first episode.
He was.
And so was Trump.
So was Trump.
Yeah. Technically, he's a recurring guest now.
Well, time to tag him.
Exactly. Hashtag Bernie Sanders.
Jeez, he's definitely going to lose if he listens to this shit.
I bet he's an avid Kingdom Hearts player. I don't know why.
Probably is. Dude, I find him. I mean, fucking Cosmopolitan's going to follow us eventually. That shit's going to be amazing.
So, Steve, we actually were talking about the weekend here. Steve didn't chime in because we kind of went on a tangent. He has an amazing story from last Saturday.
Okay. All right. It's been built up.
It's really not that great as long as it's been built up. No. All that happened is I went to the bathroom and I found $22 sitting on the toilet and a full pack of cigarettes. I was like, man, morally, I shouldn't take... No, it was, this it was at the Rockwell.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
I'm like, morally, I shouldn't take this. But I'm gonna take this.
But I'm gonna. Yeah, I do that in a minute.
And then after that, I went back to the bar, and Maggie went to the restroom, and this guy's like, hey, can I take your seat for a second? And he's like, I'm like, okay, that's fine. So he takes my seat. He's like, I'll buy your beer, it's fine. I'm like, all right, I was going to give you the seat anyways.
It's not a big deal, yeah.
So he turns around to me later. He's like, hey, you like any ladies in here? I'm like, yeah, I mean, he's like, well, I don't have any girls here right now, but some other place I got some girls. I'm like, no, I'm good.
So essentially, Steve met a pimp.
You trying to get fun? We're probably like 14-year-old Russian immigrants.
Oh.
So good won't stand on that. Away from that
you
one.
You dodged that bullet.
Yeah.
They're either prostitutes or a gymnastics team. You'll never know.
Oh my. See, Richie, we get dark here.
I was born dark.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you do, you asshole.
He's trying to say he's black.
Thank you.
All right. So then, how was everyone's Friday of this past week here?
I almost... No.
Jeez. Right.
AKA yesterday.
Typical night, I suppose. I mean, York is getting less and less exciting as the weeks wind down to graduation.
My friend literally shoved me into a behemoth on the dance floor.
Yes. tell.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm dancing, or attempting to dance, and, this is the second time this has happened. This guy just goes up behind my friend and starts, like, grinding on her. And she just looks at me and she's like, nope. So she just goes behind me and just shoves me into him. So when he opens his eyes, he's vastly disappointed that it's not what he is.
He's like, this isn't what I was expecting.
No, I'm just very, like, I don't know what to do, because he's bigger than me, so I can't really do anything.
Go for gold.
Let's do a little sexy dance on him, yeah.
But just go all in.
I know what you want.
Trust me, she couldn't give you what you want. So, I can't.
So he's like, fine, whatever. I felt kind of bad because, like, God, this man just called me unattractive.
So, you're like, I wasn't really looking for it, but now that I'm not getting the compliments, this hurts.
You follow dance floor etiquette, all right?
First I of played all, DDR like 5 times. I think I know a little bit about dancing.
There you go. Stay on your pad. Get the fuck off mine.
He knows about the dance revolution. That's the latest part of the revolution Bernie's going to be talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, but all right. So first of all, you tried to save your friend.
That's no, I didn't try to save. She forced me.
He
was literally thrown into.
He was forced into heroism.
Yeah. It like so again like was, like Kingdom Hearts. So I was given the Keyblade and I magically knew how to use it.
So it was the dance floor version of the draft. You just got thrown into shit.
I try to shake his hand because I didn't know what to do with the situation. Like, hey, how are you?
You have a good night, sir.
Sorry, this one is apparently taken.
So this is awkward for both of us.
Yeah. So another dance floor story. Rachel is just like, let's go to the dance floor.
Is this from last night?
Yeah, from last night. And I'm like, alright, cool, whatever. So me, her, and Lizzie go to the dance floor. Lizzie is just not in the mood to dance. And there's no one on the dance floor. Not a soul.
I was witness to this.
Yeah. And so Rachel's just like, you want to dance with me? And I was like, alright, whatever. But everyone's just kind of like, look at them. Look at them. Look at them go.
Look at those heathens right there. It's like thinking they can dance on the dance floor.
Look at them gyrating and two-stepping. What do you think this is? A club of some sort? It was just because you saw people like bop their heads, like just kind of look out. They all like meerkats. Like you just see the heads poke up and boop. And they're all just like. And you can tell they're watching us.
It's just like a high school dance where, you know, you don't want to be the first one on the dance floor and they're all just kind of standing like, a little awkwardly until someone starts dancing and then you just take the cue from there.
Yeah.
It's also like a very specific time, like, people start dancing.
That's true.
Like, it's like they're looking at the watches. Nope, not yet.
Counting down the seconds. What around what time was that?
I want to say 12-ish.
Nah, it wasn't 12.
I'll say this. Was
nobody on the dance floor at midnight?
It was not 12. It was
probably like 11, though.
Yeah, it was 11.
Yeah, it's probably like 11. But that's
because it's like Cinderella. Once the clock strikes midnight, everyone's like, oh my god, let's get exciting in here.
I don't remember, but, that happened, and then it went from just, like, no one there to just a sea of gyrating bodies, and we were on the dance floor, and everyone's going crazy, and at one point, I'm just, like, when you...
What does that mean?
What does that mean? What does that
mean?
Like, legit, I just walked past him. There's, like a pile of just, like, drool.
Like, no. Clean up!
Funny anymore.
Did someone spill their drink? Nah, Marcus is drooling.
No, it's like, when you're dancing, like, dancing, I like to dance, but... Eventually, when you're...
Want to.
Yeah.
Eventually, you get winded.
Yeah, you get...
If your friends don't dance.
Yeah. Because, one, it's really hot.
It is. It sucks the fucking oxygen out of you.
Yeah.
And then, it's not like when you're at home and you're just like, I'm going to dance to this song. Yay! And then it stops.
I don't think everyone at home goes like that.
I fucking do, and they should too. But it's like a fucking 7-hour mega mix that the DJ put on, and he's just like, you know what? No breaks. Let's go. So you kind of have to pick and choose. It's almost like, well, this song is not as good as I thought it was, so I'm gonna sit down, and then 10 minutes later. I fucking love this song! Holy shit! And you gotta run back out and see if people... And then you just get choked as soon as you go in by all of the heat and gyrating things. It's very interesting for those of you who have never voyaged out on
the
dance floor.
Well, the thing is, like, the song's, like, in our bar, it's just, like, brutal. Because everything's dubstepped.
It pretty much is.
Top 40 hit with a beat.
Actually, that was one thing. I think it was last Saturday that this was going on. Until close to, like, 11 or 11:30, it was, like, the 90s night.
Yeah, it was.
They just kept on playing 90s music.
They had NSYNC on yesterday.
Exactly. Oh, yesterday.
Yesterday they had NSYNC on.
I did not hear that.
I was like, yes, finally a song that I know.
Exactly, right? And that's kind of how I was. I was like, this, and they weren't really dubstepping it either. Like, they were just kind of letting the song play and mixing it in. I'm like, I know this music. This is amazing.
Well, see, there's two different DJs, and I think the younger one usually, he plays like a mix of stuff, and he's the one that'll kind of slow it down, he'll bring it back up, you know, kind of gets a nice little wave going.
Oh, so he's an OG, he's hip.
He's cool. No, it's the older dude. God. The old one is just straight fucking club. Same beat, same boom, six fucking hours.
And with a lyric in from a song you might recognize here and there.
Yeah, and he'll slow it down for a hot 20 seconds, drop a sweet buildup, and then just bring it the fuck back. Like, boom! Here we go. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Mark's like, I can't keep up this energy.
It's not even that. It's just when it's this same beat, rhythm, tempo, BPM, the entire night, it gets boring even if it's fast.
I'm very disappointed they have not used Informer Snow.
Informer Snow?
You know that song?
Informer. Oh, okay. I don't know what it's actually called.
It's like a Licky Boom Boom Down.
Yeah.
Licky Boom Boom Bam. Yeah.
That would be phenomenal.
Is this a thing?
Yeah, it's 90s.
Yeah, it's a 90s song.
Never heard of this.
Even Jim Carrey did a parody of it.
Oh. I guess I'm just uncultured today.
You uncultured swine. You should know every Jim Carrey parody. Yeah,
should
there
I
is.
Love Jim Carrey?
There was a
like he parodied all of those superheroes.
The best was when he parodied the Black Swan came out, and he pretended to be Mila Kunis in an SNL skit.
Oh, Natalie Portman went to my high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Never met her though.
She's like 10 years older than us.
She could have been held back.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah, she's so stupid she went to Harvard.
Dumb as a rock.
Topher?
Yeah, that's right, Topher.
So one of the most, all right, so another dance floor story. There was one night they were giving out glow sticks, as they do sometimes. Yeah. Give out glow sticks, put them on a bar. So I go up and
just
the
take
bar,
like a handful of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are mine.
I claim these as my own.
They're 15 for a dollar a pack.
Shit.
Yeah, get them from Michael's, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not that into glow sticks.
I love glow sticks.
I mean,
I
need to rig more, I guess.
No, dude, we should do that for your living room, how you have the one that has the lights that screw out. Just get black lights, and then we'll get glow sticks.
Oh, wait, you don't want to put a black light in my living room.
Brittany didn't even pick that one up. The entire room's just glowing.
Like, Luke, why do you beat it on the table? That's so weird.
How'd you get it up on the ceiling?
I live by myself. I do what I want.
Luke just comes out,
Must save him, like, a ton of Christmas lights.
He's a black light in.
Oh, my God.
Luke comes out, and he has a fucking stick horse. And he's just naked in cowboy boots and just like, Luke's the lone gunman.
Anyway, back
to the story.
Back to the dance story.
So, I go to grab these glow sticks and I put some on and there's this girl that walks up and she's fucking shit-faced. It's only like 10 at best. And you know, dance floor really doesn't fill up till 11:30. Yeah. And so, she's like, can you help me put my glow sticks on? So I help her out, you know, no big deal. And she looks at me, she's like, I want to dance. And I was like, okay. She's like, no one's dancing. And I was like, yeah, it kind of sucks right now. And I was like, hey, find me later, and I'll dance with you. Like, find me, and we'll dance. And she's like, no, but I want to dance now. And I'm like,
She won pretty bad.
Okay, so let's dance. But she was just like, go mode. She's like, I'm a dance provocative as hell. It's just us two on the dance floor. And everyone's like, look at these fucking heathens. It was so funny.
I was there in the back too, and I just look at Marcus. I'm like, this is like free pay-per-view.
Look at him go.
I just whispered to my friend, I'm like, I got dead on Marcus.
It's a bet now? Yeah. How does this work? How do dance floor bets work?
Yeah, whoever leaves the dance floor first loses.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then if that's the case. But
what do you win?
Yeah, exactly.
You win a very good handshake, Halle Jolly, congratulations.
I'm gonna sit down and drink my beer. Like, yeah, I'm
you win the pride of Murph's dance floor.
Murph's dance floor.
I got burned by a cigarette at Murph's.
Hey, me too. Thanks, Luke.
Hey, that
was, no, but mine was I'm not sure if it was an accident or not, but I, like, literally came out of the bathroom, like, there was a cigarette, like, laying, like, on my tricep, and I'm just like, oh, this is different.
When did that happen?
It happened, like, a couple months ago. Like, I just come out of the bathroom, you know, did my thing, and,
as you do in the bathroom, good thing.
Richie makes paninis in the bathroom.
So
I love it. It's a great service.
So I walk out with my panini. And
good old poop nini, you know.
And I just feel like an intense burning on my tricep. I'm like, this is different. I never felt this before. And this lady, she just has her cigarette just resting on my arm. And I'm just like staring at her. I'm not screaming, I'm not yelling, I just look at her, and she's like, oh, sorry, just so casually, like she's done this before.
And then just goes back to what she's doing.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, you're good. And my friend's like, dude, that was so cool, you look like James Bond. I'm like, dude, I want to cry so bad.
Hold back the tears, man.
She's probably just like, he has my markings now, I'm going to find him later.
Exactly.
She's just trying to point you out in the crowd.
Like. No, and then I run into her when I'm walking back to like my room and stuff like that, and my friend's like, yo, this is hot, right? And she's like, what? I'm like, hey, it's me from earlier. This is what you did to me.
It didn't leave any like permanent scar or anything, right?
No, it didn't, but the next day, it's just like a full like purple like morning, and people are like, oh my god, who beat you? I'm just like, It's an interesting story.
It's a dance floor of Murphs.
Murphs is just like a headquarters for abuse, apparently.
Not you know, though, bad, you said like just like a little purple dot. Who beat you? Like, what are they beating me with? Like a pencil? Just like,
no, it's like one of those like congratulations stamps teachers use on their papers.
Exactly.
Murphs. The way, okay. Have you ever seen a gymnastics arena, like where they practice?
Yeah.
How they have the trampoline and then you jump on the trampoline into the foam pit?
Yes.
The foam pit is the dance floor because you can easily get in, but once you get into it, it's hard as fuck to get out of it.
Yeah.
Just like, no.
You start drowning in the crowd of people.
I found out a wonderful way how to get from one side of the dance floor to the other.
What's
you,
that?
You literally have to dance your way through.
Yeah. I have done that.
Make no eye contact with anybody and just like.
And like one of my friends, she had one too many. And
one
she.
One too many what?
Paninis.
And,
Richie made one too many paninis for the poor girl.
Yes. And then she started to do the lasso thing. I'm like, oh, God.
No,
oh, Jesus.
This is nerdy.
And there are people blocking my way. I'm like, you know what? I control this lasso now. I could just go my way through here. So everyone's like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's all right. I got lassoed. I'm allowed to be here. Civilians.
Fear not.
Fear not. I have a pass.
There was one time I was there, wobble's going on, I'm hitting the wobble, fucking it up, I'm like, yeah, I'm wobbling.
How can you screw up the wobble?
No, yeah, I'm fucking it up like in a good way. Like, I'm like fucking this wobble up, not like I'm fucking up.
You and the wobble, like, I think you have a problem.
It's bad.
I avoid the wobble.
I just get dragged out for the wobble.
No, I do not like the wobble.
I've done the wobble so much that if I'm out somewhere and I hear the wobble and nobody's doing it, if I listen close enough, I know, like, I should be doing this step right now in the sun. Like, that's how much I've done it.
Wow.
I'm just like, I'll just stand there and jump! No one? No. Alright, shit! Okay.
Oh, a little sidebar. My favorite dancers are the ones who are actually in the booths. Because they're like dancing the song, and you're just like, there's a dance floor just like a couple feet away from me.
Nope. Booth dancer.
Booth dancers. Ugh.
They're just too lazy to actually get up. They're like, I'll move my feet, but my butt's not moving.
Yeah. So
like, I have cheese fries, and I just don't
want to. Just like bring them out with you, you know? It makes you earn your meal.
That's right, that's right. You're working those cheese fries off as you're going.
Yeah, that's
fine. Fat. No, I used to get dragged out. Literally dragged out for
the waffle. Oh yeah, Cam used to like just drag you the fuck out.
Well, before Cam even, because Cam took that from other people. Steve's girlfriend Maggie, their friend Jen, and their friend Kaylin all used to drag me out. This is like 2 years ago now.
It's like
something.
A system.
Yeah, it was. Well, they first started it, and they dragged me out for the wobble and the Cupid Shuffle.
Cupid Shuffle's not that bad.
No. Well, you see, with me, the only way I can dance is if the song is telling me how to dance. So
yeah, two whole songs.
Exactly.
Nick's entire library. You'd be screwed with the Cotton Eye Joe then, right?
Oh, yeah. So they would always drag me out, and then it kind of moved on to Cam, and Maggie's still doing it, and they continue to do it, and now finally that Cam moved to New Mexico, it's like, I don't get dragged out anymore. This is so weird. This is amazing. I can sit here in peace, but yet at the same time, if I've had enough, I get kind of like this move, like, I kind of want to go out and do the level. Like, it's just been ingrained into me now.
It will never leave. It's like the DuckTales theme song.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Man, don't even start on that. That'll get in my head.
Yeah, but so...
you do not want me to sing. So that's why I did
not have that. So, I'm doing it, and then I know this girl, I've never seen her twice.
God dang it, Richie, now that's going through my head.
This girl, I've never seen her twice as I'm dancing. She's not even doing the steps. She just starts dancing on me and, like, backing me into the DJ booth. It was the weirdest shit ever. No words were exchanged, but I'm just like, alright, this is a thing.
This is happening.
And
cool.
Then I see Marcus, I'm just like, well, Marcus, you're really good at this. And then he's like, I'm not even trying right now.
Look, mono hands.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, the Murphs. What was another? Oh, my God. Okay, alright. So, my friends are going out one night, they're like, yo, you should come, this was a couple years ago, and my one friend went with, she knew a bunch of people in this one sorority, and I had never met one of the girls, but she was all, like, you could just tell, like,
she was all that in a bag of chips.
she was actually very cute.
She was all that in a Richie Panini. Oh my God.
Boom! Using it. But she was, I guess you could just say she was interested in yours truly. It was but it was just very.
She was fascinated.
She
Who's yours
was.
Truly? I never heard that.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. But we're dancing and she does the same thing as the girl that from the wild. Next thing I know, I'm like on the DJ booth, but I have no idea what is going on. And then I was like, alright, cool, whatever, we're dancing. I could feel something sliding out of her pockets. So I grab it, and it's her ID, and I have no idea what this girl's name is. So I'm dancing with her, holding her ID up, trying to figure out what the fuck this girl's name is, as, like, the strobes and shit are bouncing off her ID. And I'm just like, oh.
You really tested your eyesight.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's Caitlin. And I'm just like, hey, you drop this. No, I didn't make you.
That's a dead-on impression, by the way. She actually sounded like this.
That would be horrifying.
There's something serious I'd like to talk about. Not like serious for this show. Like, did everyone see, like, the new Rita Repulsa thing?
I did.
Yes, with Elizabeth Banks.
I want to get everyone's thoughts on it.
I haven't seen
it. Okay, so you remember Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, right? And they're doing the live movie next year.
Yeah, the serious movie, because, you know, you can make Mighty Morphin Power Rangers serious.
Hey, someone made that fan one, like, this time last year. That was pretty serious, and that was actually good.
It was really good.
So, you remember Rita Repulsa.
Yeah, Rita Repulsa, Lord Zell.
So, this is the first image... Oh, it's not on Google anywhere. Okay, here it is. So, this is, like, the first image of what she's going to be in the movie.
She's the green.
Yeah.
She looks like a cheap bootleg fucking Poison Ivy.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. She's just... Like, got, like, talons on her fingertips.
Yeah, it definitely... I mean...
I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think it's that bad, but it definitely doesn't ring Rita Repulsa to me. I'm like...
Yeah, because the original costume was less silly.
Don't get me wrong.
Turn it up.
10 out of 10 would still hit in this new Rita Repulsa, but...
But she's not
she doesn't look like she looks nothing like her. She's
because you know we all want that overgrown dress hat thing in our serious Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Look, we're having 90s nostalgia. Don't take it away from me, Richie.
Look, man,
I will sing the DuckTales theme song.
Don't do it. You already got it in my head.
It's a good game though. Have you played the remastered game of DuckTales?
I have not.
It is great.
It's a great game.
It's the NES like version, but they made it for the PS3.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
It's really fun. They actually have voice acting for it too, which.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the original voices come back.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh my god.
But no Darkwing Duck.
Well, I think they're actually rebooting the series. Actually.
What?
I think they are.
I mean, cool with all this '90s nostalgia, but I'm sick of entertainment. Just rehashing everything.
What, you didn't like the Yogi Bear 2010 movie?
Oh,
which
God.
Is a good thing.
I mean, the
I
best thing
know,
was Justin Timberlake.
Was Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake is like, Justin
there's
Timberlake.
A, there's a way of doing it right, and there's a way of doing it wrong.
Yes.
Like the Smurfs, that's the wrong way to do it.
Yet, aren't they making like a third one or something?
I don't care.
So they must be doing something right.
Yeah.
I mean, people go see the movies, like, it's their shit, but they make money, so they're like, okay, let's keep
doing
it.
No, it's mostly the marketing they
do. And then, like, the Alvin and the Chipmunks, there's, like, 5 of those movies now.
Or Chipwrecked.
Yeah, Chipwrecked. The road chip.
How many of the puns on ship can you make?
Yeah.
Chippendale.
the biggest crossover of all time.
That would be a phenomenal crossover.
A Chippendale.
The Rescue Rangers.
The Rescue, yeah. That was
Meet the Chipmunks.
Joke. Yeah.
I meant Chippendales as the strippers.
Oh. Yeah, we were still in cartoon.
We were 90s.
Yeah. Richie and I were made innocent on this.
I'm sorry that our minds do not go to
no,
that
No, we're
place.
Just like...
Straight into the gutter.
Just like, well, Chippendale, Rescue Rangers.
The boys ran out of money, so they have to work as strippers. Theodore gets a coke habit, and fucking Simon runs an illegal gambling ring.
He is pretty smart. He can run it.
I like how Alvin's nowhere near the. Like, he's probably the normal one in this.
No,
movie.
Ironically, Alvin's gonna get a gritty reboot as a cage fighter.
He gets his life together, like after being a stripper.
Alvin, redemption. Let's talk about Pixels.
Oh God, that movie. I didn't see it, but yeah. I thought that looked horrible. I'm like, they are literally just trying to go on nostalgia
like,
for this.
Well, no shit. It literally convinced me, like, Adam Sandler is literally making bad movies on purpose.
I think he might be at this point.
Because he actually does make more money if he, like, makes bad films.
Really?
Because he's, like, signed on to, like, some deal, I think.
That he has a clause in his contract.
There's
that
a clause.
If this film makes less than $20 million,
well, I mean,
I get paid $100 million.
It's from his own production company. All of his movies.
That's Happy Madison.
Yeah, he has Happy Madison. So regardless of what happens, if it sells a decent amount,
can we just appreciate in Pixels that Kevin James is the president of the
United States?
And then he's like on this whimsical adventure of Pac-Man and all these characters.
I think, like I said, I didn't see the movie, but I did absolutely love in the trailer. Where they have, like, the creator of Pac-Man coming up and be like, oh, no, you good kid. You love it. Like, then he, like, bites off his arm or something. He's like, kill him!
Did anyone ever see The Ridiculous Six? It was, like, the Western spoof thing on Netflix that had Adam Sandler, like, Terry.
No, I heard it was terrible.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was... exactly. I was hoping you'd all say no, because that had, like, 0% on Rotten Tomatoes, and... I just don't understand.
Come on, they give out 0% like rotten candy nowadays.
Yeah.
But, wait.
Don't tell me.
No.
Sorry.
No.
What?
I was going to say Futurama did it first. Futurama essentially pulled a Pixels before Pixels were Pixels.
That's true. They did.
That's true. But they did it in a funny and clever way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 30 minutes.
Yes.
They didn't drag out the narrative.
Pac-Man... takes a bit of ecstasy and becomes real.
I always like the constant plots of Adam Sandler movies where it's like, he's down on his luck, some horrible thing changed his life, then he gets redemption, and a hot chick for some reason.
Duh, because he has the production company. He's not going to be like, well, I'm going to be an average schlub the entire movie.
What gorgeous woman do I want to be with in this movie?
Exactly.
Aniston and Brooklyn Decker, gotcha.
I do like Just Go With It, though.
That was I
hope
did
I saw
it.
That one.
It wasn't terrible.
He like, he wears a wedding ring to pick up women. Somehow or another, that works, which I think is ridiculous.
It's reverse continuity.
They touched on that in Seinfeld, actually.
Yeah.
At one point, George was just wearing a ring, and all the girls were just, like, coming up and hitting on, like, oh, it's such a shame. And then, like, he'd just take it off. But the girls would just, like, leave.
But it's actually true, though. If people find out you're in a relationship, they suddenly find you more attractive.
It's the aspect of forbidden fruit.
Like, it's like, I want what I can't have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they can have, like, never mind.
Well, no. Okay. It's kind of like that after a little bit. But have you ever noticed when somebody's single and they kind of had everybody pining? It's like a fucking free for all. It's like the Royal Rumble. It's just like, this person's single. Yeah, everybody's like fighting in the ring.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, but yeah, no.
Actually,
you're right.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of fighting in the ring, I wanted to bring up something that Marcus sent us earlier this week.
Oh, is it Conor McGregor?
No. Oh. This is actually better than any of those fights that you would see. What we got in China.
It's better than 13 seconds for a fight and pay-per-view that I spent $70 on. I can't
Much
wait.
Better. In China, this happened. Just, here's the headliner.
Okay.
Bulldozers battle it out on Chinese street as rival firms clash. There is a video of bulldozers just going and running into each other. And you think, like, okay, this was set up or something. It actually wasn't. There are, okay. Apparently, construction in China has come on to, like, really hard times. And so, these two opposing construction companies were, like, essentially fighting over who got to, like, demolish this one thing. And they're like, let's bulldoze this.
Adam Sandler's making a movie about this, like, right.
Yeah. It's like, no.
Let's go.
Actually, Adam Sandler is going to take this, and he's going to make an updated version of West Side Story, but instead of knife fights, exactly, that's what's gonna happen.
And that his singing voice will be like the, like, doesn't Adam Sandler have like a silly
singing
voice?
Yeah, like
the, yeah.
Tell your friend Veronica, I can't sing like it, but.
Tell your friend Veronica,
put on your yarmulke.
I kind of enjoy his singing a lot in the way.
I also like, didn't he have like a Hanukkah, like, Eight Crazy Nights?
Yeah, Eight Crazy Nights.
Like, there's a scene where it's like, the girl he had a crush on's kid, they have to verse bullies in basketball, mm-hmm. and shirts versus skins. And it's like Adam Sandler's character, who looks just like him, takes his shirt off. It's an instant six-pack. And I'm like, that's why this movie was animated.
That's why it was animated. They wanted to make it actually real, but Adam's like,
I don't want to go to the gym.
I'm not going to get those superhero six-packs. Yeah.
But I respect Paul Rudd for that. Paul Rudd. Like, he was interviewed with that, and it's like, how'd you get a body of a superhero? He's like, basically, you don't have fun for years.
Like, they had the Ant-Man suit. They had, in the suit, they had padding put in to make him look more muscular, but he actually got so worked up, it didn't fit, so they took it all out.
Yeah. I always do find that impressive, like, because back when they first started doing the movies and whatnot, I mean, like, when they first started doing movies in general for superheroes, like the 90s and whatnot, not counting the Superman ones of the 70s, but the 90s.
Can we count Steel?
God, can we not?
Yeah. I mean, that was in the 90s.
That was in the 90s.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
I mean, okay. In those.
I was good.
Yeah. In those, they just had, like, the sculpted out suit. They didn't make all of those guys get in, like, super shape for it or anything.
Pretty much in the 90s.
But now, it's like, everything is skin tight. It is like, okay, those guys are actually that ripped. That's kind of scary.
Yeah. Pretty much in the 90s, it's like, they basically treated it like a 1.5-hour Power Rangers episode. Yes. Like, it could be as silly as it wants. Now it's like, I respect Marvel because they actually have fun during their
movies.
Yes. DC?
Yeah.
You see how pissed off Ben Affleck was? Like,
no, he wasn't pissed off.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Like, that was hilarious.
And
then
he's like, I know.
Sad Affleck.
He actually finished the Batman script for a standalone Batman movie. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. It's probably going to be the Red Hood storyline.
I hope so.
That would be awesome.
I'd like that. That'd be fucking cool.
Because he just has, like, this whole, like, Robin suit. Like, did you see?
Yeah.
Like, he had, like, the Robin suit and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
And, like, ha-ha.
Jokes on you or whatever.
I just wonder how that actually happened. Because in the story, it's like, Joker leaves and the building explodes.
Yes.
I just wonder how it's like, after it exploded, Joker just tiptoed back in and just got, like, a spray can. It's like, ha-ha, he's gonna think this is so funny.
Well, that's like
I could see Jared Leto's Joker.
Imagine if Batman actually did that. It's like, this is what he did to me.
This is all I remember.
Yeah. Did you see any? It's on Netflix. The Batman animated series, but it wasn't
like the first. Like
you mean like the one from the 90s?
No, I think it's called The Batman.
Oh, The Batman. Yeah.
But I watched a couple.
It's a little campy.
Yeah, it really is.
It throws back to more of like the 65 Batman.
But it's like these 66. Movies are supposed to be fun, and like when I saw Batman and Superman, I'm like, I didn't really feel.
I felt it had a little more comedy in it than Man of Steel did, but it definitely.
There were attempts, like when
because Alfred's hilarious in that.
Oh, movie. Alfred is hilarious.
Just his deadpan humor.
Absolutely. Maybe you'll find
She'll make an honest man of you.
Yeah, honest man.
In your dreams, Alfred.
Yeah, it's
in your dreams.
What's going on out there, Alfred? Sir, I can't even begin to describe you what's happening.
So
the audience then.
Yes. Damn.
Because I was watching the movie, I'm like, what's going on here? It's like then spoiler alert. Fast forward like 5 seconds, people. The Flash comes and he's like, "She's the key." I'm just like, "What?
Is that who that was? The Flash?
Yeah,
that
was the Flash." That's what it's supposed to be. Like,
okay,
yeah.
I was so confused on who that was even supposed to be.
The Flash.
I had no idea.
Don't like, it's totally the Flash. He had long hair and he was like in that suit that was kind of red. I could not tell. But
also,
you know.
It was like Quicksilver as the Flash. Crossover.
I'm still kind of bummed. There's not gonna be a Kick-Ass 3.
Kick-Ass 2
was just.
It was really violent.
Yeah, it was.
See, here's the thing. Like Kick-Ass 1, that was a legitimately good movie.
Right.
And then Kick-Ass 2,
they decided to up the violence
in like the first like 5-10 minutes of the movie. In my opinion, when they had the girlfriend just break up with him.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, at least make it like a decent plot point.
Yeah.
Well, they completely diverge from the comics.
Yeah, because the comic, it's like he doesn't even get with the girl.
No.
The girl thinks he's like a freaking pervert and stuff.
Well, that's because he confesses. Like at first, he's acting like the gay best friend, and then he confesses like I'm not actually gay, and that just turns ugly.
Yeah. It does. Oof.
But my only gripe with the Batman series, movie wise, is I want Clayface. Clayface is my favorite villain.
The thing is now they kind of have like the technology and whatnot to do a good Clayface.
They couldn't do that back in like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It would have actually been Claymation.
I would have loved to see that in the Joel Schumacher era.
Oh
that's
god,
what I'm saying. It'd be fucking nightmare.
No, I want to see it in the Adam West era. Adam West Batman.
Sometimes you just can't get rid of a bomb.
It's just like freaking. Like foam board and it's on a stick and you just see him like
a frown like
one movable arm that's also by a stick and you see the guy's hand and just like strings coming from it.
Yeah. He started in the 90s, I think.
Yeah, he's not very old.
Like no, example, I think he came out in the animated series. I think him and Harley Quinn were both originally created in the animated series.
One thing I will say about the Batman is they kinda took a different spin on Clayface, which at first it's kind of like, but then I thought about it. It was actually very, very interesting and very kind of well done in a sense. Mm-hmm. Joker
he's actually
this
made out of sand. That was the worst.
What did you mean, Sandman? Is he Spider-Man villain now?
Oh God, no, no Spider-Man 3. Good, I'm good, thank you.
Although you have to admit
that
even
dance
though,
scene though.
Even though the movie was
emo strut,
the fucking trailer was amazing.
It looked like it was gonna be.
It looked like it was gonna be good, yeah.
And then Tobey Maguire decided to get emo hair and strut out.
And then they decided to get Topher Grace, and I'm just like,
especially Eric Foreman, oh god,
dude, yeah.
Especially the scene where he has fucking Sandman,
but he
and he's
god
like waiting his face on the subway.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
But the way they did Clayface was Joker has this spray, and he spent like if he sprays it on something. It turns it almost into putty.
Okay.
Like, he can mold it, and it turns into... He calls it, like, Joker putty, and there's...
I call it Play-Doh, but go on.
He's got to brand it. He's got to do that self-branding thing.
Call it Richie Funtime, dude. You can buy your 4-pack for $19.83. Price points, eh,
Steve? More obscure numbers. Right.
Not a flinch, not a look. Look at this guy, Mr. Technician.
Anyway.
But, so, this detective that's trying... they're trying to figure out who's good and who's bad, and they don't know if Batman is good yet. And so,
Long story short, this detective gets sprayed with the Joker putty spray, and it, like, it turns him into Clayface because it fucks with his molecules. So I thought that was actually very clever.
Man, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of exactly how the original
Clayface... When did the Joker turn into a master chemist that he's be able to turn other
people...
He's a
criminal master genius. Well, he's always had, like, the Joker gas that gives the...
The smile.
Forced smile on. I'm trying to... It's Richter Grin... I don't remember. Like, it's Latin sounding. But he's always had that, so he's, like, smart enough to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, he must be really smart if he can make a spray that just turns anything into... Joker putty, but
yeah. Dude, speaking of Batman, have any of you guys played the games like Arkham Asylum? And, yeah,
I've played through.
I'm too lazy. Arkham I just watched the Let's Plays Arkham. On YouTube.
I did I'm working through Origins. I've played City and I've played Asylum. I beat Asylum and City. I'm working through Origins right now.
I haven't
played the newest one.
The fucking Scarecrow was
horrifying, dude.
He was so good.
Freaky as shit.
Especially that one where you think the game is glitching and then it turns
out
to be him.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was so fucking awesome.
That always messes with my mind when games do that, because like I've played a couple games.
It's actually smart too, because like it turned like everyone like fear. Like it was like the point of the game where everyone's fears are like going like that's the player's worst fear.
I'm playing on the Nintendo again. Dang it, I gotta blow the cartridge out.
I actually like doing that.
You like blowing?
I like the Nintendo cartridge. Yeah, I see what you did.
You made that sexual.
You dirty dog, you.
I miss watching Deadpool. I'm just gonna say that.
Deadpool was hilarious.
Luke and I, we saw Deadpool, and... First of all, we got there a little bit late.
Yeah, we missed, like, the opening credits, actually, somehow or another.
That's a shame. The opening credits are funny in of themselves.
Yeah, uh-huh. And, we tried to find a seat.
People were sitting in our seats, and I didn't have the balls to just be like, get the fuck out. And so
But then somebody else actually had the balls to say, hey, get out of our seats. And we're like, all right.
And so we just moved up.
Thanks for being ballsier than us.
And then it's like... Like, we felt very awkward because Luke and I were the only ones who were getting the references.
Yeah, because we were sitting in a crowd of children.
Oh, like, no. Like,
right where we were. Wow. It was absolutely...
They even had a sign outside of the theater saying, Deadpool's a movie not for children. It's rated R.
They say it before the movie itself, I think, don't they?
Maybe. Well, we missed the opening credits, so we don't know.
One of the best things was I saw some woman post on Facebook... Really disappointed that I had to walk out of the Deadpool movie 15 minutes in with my children. I thought it was going to be a more kid-friendly movie.
It gets better,
because someone comments, like, someone below comments, she's like, that's so disappointing, they should have, like, a better rating system to warn people. It's like, and someone goes, what, like an R rating? Like, it's
like, duh. You fucking dumbasses. Dude,
seriously.
Like, really? Really?
But I just like that movie because it was actually true to the character, and it was condensed into an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yes.
Very well.
It's just like the best, my favorite, just Loki, like, Celtics, when he's in the, finds out he has cancer, and he's in the bar, and his bar, Weasel goes, yeah, this guy walked in, he's looking for you. I don't know, maybe you should go talk to him, you know, further the plot a bit.
One of my favorites was with Weasel, it's like, hey man, you're all ready to go. I'd go with you, but...
I don't want it.
So, can we just make our own movie? Can that be a thing?
Are we superheroes?
Do we have money?
That's a thing?
We don't need money and or a budget. I have an old...
We're gonna pull a Super 8 style.
Yeah, dude, I have an old Galaxy S3. We could just use that as a camera, and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I have a GoPro. We could just do, like, hardcore Henry style.
There we go. Jesus.
Oh, dude, could you imagine A Night at Murph's? Just wear the GoPro.
That's what I've been...
That could be a movie in and of itself, quite honestly.
Great, now I actually need to buy a GoPro.
I don't know if I can get on board with this idea. I don't want anything incriminating, really.
That's all right, then we'll just strap it on you. You'd be the first person of a Knight of Luke at first.
Hold on. Now, this actually brings up a good topic of, like, you know, like, those movies of, like, the point-of-view movies? Like, Blair Witch Project and stuff like that, and how big that was for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Like Cloverfield and...
I thought that was, like, the laziest thing you could do. Like, what were they running from at the end? I don't even know.
But we should
cheap budgets. Well, do that.
Then they actually got a bigger budget, and surprise, surprise, it actually sucked.
One Night at Murph's.
I mean, alumni weekend is coming up, so...
I'm sorry, I don't want the GoPro to be like, it's just everyone getting hit on by older alumni.
Like, I have that no problem. No problems with that. Like, what? You graduated in 73.
Oh.
So, question.
How many cats do you have?
Whoa. So, who's the official inheritant of your IRA?
That's terrible, Marcus.
It's life, man. Bills don't pay themselves.
All right. Well, on that note, we've got a Saturday to get to here, gents. Yeah. So let's close it out.
All right. Would you like to
give a special thanks to our guest star Richie?
Thanks to Sir Sleeveless.
Yeah.
Over yonder.
Yes. Maybe I'll come by. Maybe I'll just stay exactly here for a week.
We doing this again or what?
Yeah.
He never left. It's really weird.
He's like a dog. You just put a plate of food and a bowl of water and you're good.
I just wake up. There's like half a can of like Dr. Pepper and the other is like just pizza rolls just everywhere.
And there's poop in one corner.
Just one. The weird thing is it won't be my poop.
Gotta import. But anyway, I mean, would you like to give them the Twitter or anything?
Give our media information.
You don't have to if you want. It's up to you.
I do not.
Alright.
You'll find me boring. Trust me, I'm saving you people.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Once I get, like, my own fan page Twitter, maybe.
Now, are you going to call out the Richie Predicaments?
Oh, yeah, I do this thing called hashtag Richie Predicaments. Like, anything that happens in my life, I just, like, post it at random. It's just weird situations, like,
Ran out of peanut butter, and my sandwich is just a jelly. Richie Predicaments.
That's called overusing it. I'm not that bored.
Like, Richie, just go get some peanut butter.
It's fine. Like, it's like... Made peanut butter sandwiches. Man, I wish the crust were cut off. Hashtag rich predicaments.
But anyway, you can find me on Twitter under QUEZMAV. You can find me on Snapchat. SIRMAV.
You can also find him on MapQuest.
You can. Maybe backdoor if I'm trying to get some funds up.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can find me, Luke, on the Twitter and the Instagram at HUKE_LOOVER. That's Hook Louver. And Snapchat, you can add me for disgusting pictures at HUKELOOVER.
Nothing but taint pics. Taint pics all day. Snapchat,
I'm just saying goodbye.
And I'm Nick. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and on Snapchat, all underneath NLENZ42. That's NLENZ42. Yeah. You can also look up the official Trophy Husband's Twitter at The True Trophies. We've also officially now on iTunes, Google Play, and TuneIn. Hopefully, we have a couple more coming up, so check us out.
I just really want pizza rolls anymore. My idea last time got me thinking.
Look for the next episode, Trophy Tuesdays. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, guys. Be safe, wear a condom.